In this bulletin, new restrictions announced to contain the Northern Beaches COVID-19 cluster in Sydney. Regulators in the United States approve a second COVID-19 vaccine. And in tennis, the safety plan for players at next year's Australian Open is unveiled. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New restrictions are being introduced for the Northern Beaches to help contain the latest coronavirus outbreak, which has expanded to 40. An extra 23 cases were recorded in the 24 hours to Friday night, but 10 infections were already announced. From 5 p.m. tonight until midnight Wednesday, residents in the Northern Beaches will be under stay-at-home orders similar to the measures announced in March. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there is no need for panic buying as the four exceptions still apply.
But we do want to stress that it's okay to go out and exercise, it's okay to go out and do essential shopping, so don't panic buy, please. You can go shopping anytime. It's okay to go out and do work, it's okay to go out for compassionate grounds, including emergency medical treatment or anything else, or to visit an isolated relative. We're hoping that will give us sufficient time to get on top of the virus so that we can then ease up for Christmas and the new year.
Ms Berejiklian is urging Sydneysiders outside of the Northern Beaches to limit their activities, and she is strongly encouraging people to stay at home over the next few days. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says authorities are getting a clearer picture of the initial source of the Northern Beaches outbreak.
This cluster has come from a passenger that arrived into Australia on the 1st of December from the US, and the molecular genomic testing of the viruses suggests that that's where it probably started. We haven't identified the gap yet, how that virus got to the Avalon RSL. We have a clue, though, overnight about the slightly earlier case from the Anytime Fitness, so that person became ill on the 10th.
Victoria's health officials are warning anyone from high-risk zones in Sydney that they'll be refused entry and any arrivals will be transferred to hotel quarantine. Victoria has marked its 50th day without recording any community transmission of coronavirus, but two internationally acquired cases have been detected on Saturday. Health Minister Martin Foley says Victorians shouldn't be travelling to Sydney for the holidays, and the government won't hesitate to take further action if required.
So just in regards to the situation in Sydney more generally, we can't rule any actions in or out when it comes to further tougher measures that might be needed. Those tougher measures will be on the basis of the public health advice.
Queensland authorities have identified 11 people in its state who are close contacts of positive COVID-19 cases from the Northern Beaches outbreak. Sewage test results are showing positive samples in North Cairns, Cleveland, Townsville and the Gold Coast, but Queensland detected no new COVID-19 cases overnight. Anyone travelling from the Northern Beaches into Queensland will need to apply for an exemption, while people visiting from New South Wales will need a border pass. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is asking anyone in Queensland who has travelled to Greater Sydney or the Central Coast of New South Wales to take a coronavirus test.
We have seen continued cases in the Northern Beaches in New South Wales. Fortunately, at this point in time, all of them have been able to be linked back to those venues in the Northern Beaches.
And Western Australia isn't making any further changes to its border policy, but the government is reminding travellers there could be updates to the health advice. The United States Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization for the Moderna coronavirus vaccine. The approval is the first regulatory authorization in the world for Moderna's vaccine, and it's the second vaccine to gain emergency use tick-off from the agency. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says the two COVID-19 vaccines have met rigorous safety standards, quality manufacturing and effectiveness levels.
This authorization for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine comes just 1 week after we authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. With FDA's authorization, this additional vaccine will soon be distributed throughout the country by our federal partners.
To sport, Victoria's health chief is assuring fans that the COVID-19 protocols for tennis players competing at next year's Australian Open are strict. The tournament will start in February, but players will land in Melbourne in mid-January to complete a mandatory 2 weeks of quarantine. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the 5 hours a day that players can spend training at a secure facility will be monitored. He says players will enter quarantine when they arrive in Melbourne, and once they start competing, they won't be a risk to the public.
We've worked them through in very fine detail with Tennis Australia, and it's all been agreed to. So I think, you know, we're managing a pretty tricky situation in terms of the requirements of the players to be able to train, but we are not cutting any corners in terms of managing that risk of transmission.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 32. Adelaide, sunny, 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 20. Hobart, a possible shower, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, a possible shower, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, a possible late shower, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.